Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Do you know what movie I saw last week? Okay, well, I was first.
No, I don't.
I know.
What?
So I was going to try and go to the free Larry Hoover concert with friend of the pod, Ryan Bailey, but
what is free Larry Hoover?
It was like a Kanye and Drake did a benefit concert, but they like, they squashed
they made
their
up.
Beef and then they did a concert. And so I was going to try and go.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And I thought it would be like a historical event and I was excited, but Ryan had some stuff to do. So then I was like, well, I still need like a cultural experience.
Friend of the pod and neighbor.
Yeah, I know. Friend of the pod, neighborhood.
Neighborhood guy.
Just a great neighborhood guy.
He's a great guy.
I went to go see Red Rocket, the new Simon Rex movie.
Is it so good?
It's so good.
I need to see it.
I went specifically because there was a Q&A afterwards.
With Simon Rex?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm trying to peep some Simon Rex. And for some reason, I got my wires crossed and I thought, literally the power of Instagram ads, like something popped up in the gram that was like tonight Q&A.
Yeah.
But for some reason I thought it was the I thought it was Brandon Wardell and Jack who were doing the Q&A. So I was like, oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then I went and it was not them. And I was like, did I hallucinate that? Like, what's going on?
You like Mandela affected it.
Yeah. I like fully lived in an alternate universe. But then
what theater? Arclight? Or no? Fuck.
Do not talk
Do
about
not
that.
Do not speak of this.
Katie. How dare you? No, The Grove.
Okay.
AMC at The Grove.
That might be the new Arclight.
They don't play enough art house-y movies or independent films.
That lobby, though.
But
incredible.
They've really AMC'd it out, and I'm sorry. Like, their branding is so outrageous. It's out of control. Everything's black and red. It's like everywhere you look, it's AMC. Like, I get it. I'm in an AMC theater. I don't need to be reminded everywhere that my vision can possibly go.
Yeah, it is black and red.
Just black and red everywhere saying AMC. Like,
it's like The Shining. The bathroom in The Shining.
They need a rebrand.
Yeah.
And then also that Nicole Kidman ad. People are now cheering when it comes on.
I saw someone posted, they were in a movie and some couple was passing out scripts with
saying everyone should speak it. Yeah. And I'm ready for that. Actually,
I want
to
that.
Happen. But people are becoming radicalized against it.
Are people booing?
No, they cheered.
Really?
Because I think everyone's been subjected to it so many times that now it's like an iconic like piece of camp.
It's total camp.
We come to the movies.
We come to the movies.
To understand.
And then just her switching the magic. Seats.
She's always Goldilocks. Just in a theater by herself.
The Goldilocks of the AMC.
In her pinstripe sparkly suit.
And then I love when she walks up. It's been a rainy night. And she approaches. You just see whatever. It's like in Jurassic Alone. Park when the T-Rex steps on the mud and the foot goes into the mud. You see Nicole's heel clamped down on the...
In a little puddle.
In a little puddle.
Yeah, she's... Like, where did everyone die from COVID and she's the only one remaining, but the only movies that she can watch are Wonder Woman and Jurassic Park and E.T. I guess 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That is a famous person moment of just having a whole theater to yourself and just being like...
We come to the movies for magic.
Yeah. So how was Red Rocket?
It was so good.
Is he great in it?
He's great. I hope he gets nominated for like an Oscar.
I'm sure he will.
Maybe.
People love that kind of story.
They love that kind of story. He's like incredibly both repulsive and endearing. And he's just so hot. Like,
he posted a photo on his Instagram the other day, I think for GQ. And he's in a wife beater and black pants. And he's just like so jacked. And
it's unreal.
I mean, we all watched his
solo jerk off. We grew up with... Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. He did like gay for pay porn. Not with any man, but he jerked.
No, I think I knew that, but
he did jerk off videos when he was like really like 20. And you see his big old nine incher.
His hog. You see his hog and
He's fully nude on like a white carpet.
Hang.
His dick is insane. Like... His dick is like, it's like girthy and probably 9 inches. I'm assuming. Maybe I'm just inflating it in my head because.
I just want to just
It was formative
see.
For me.
Oh my God.
We're watching porn together.
We're now watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at that big old fire hose.
Wait, I just like allowed it. 30 seconds. Click to continue. Oh. Wait, I need to skip this. Oh my God.
I like the soundtrack.
Where's the picture? Okay. Oh my God, he's fixing a bike. Is this even him?
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like...
How did I miss this?
Because you're not a gay man.
Oh, he looks like Patrick Dempsey, kind
right?
of.
He does. He's like really... He's like probably...
tired out from fixing his bike. Yeah. I'm gonna
I love like old... When they're like this. Oh.
Oh. It's a hard day. Oh, you got to take your shirt off because it's just, oh my God.
I mean, this is like Florida or LA, I feel like.
This is classically Florida to me.
He's
I'm
just like,
crying.
You know, you know what you do? You know what you do after a round?
Just tightening some screws. Yeah. Oh, you got to take your shoes off.
Got to take your shoes off after
you've worked up too much of a stress.
After you fix up a bike, the only thing to do is get naked
and
jerk
it.
Off.
His dogs are barking. Take your socks off too. Get comfy. He's wearing camo.
Yep. Oh, and he's wearing white boxers, which is really hot.
Oh my God. He's got a
stretch. I love the.
Ugh. Yeah. Now he can do a little more bike fixing in his boxers as one does.
Here, fast forward a little.
Okay. Yeah.
This was just the setup.
Oh my God. You can like see his dick almost put.
Is he using
a fake dick?
No. Oh. That is his dick.
Yeah. But what are you going to say?
Is he using like bike grease or something?
I don't know. No, he's just curious. He doesn't need any grease.
No.
He's young.
He's young.
He has a lot of pre-cum going on. Yeah.
Anyway.
Holy, bookmarking this for later.
I love that was like a new...
This was an educational moment.
I love... My favorite part was the like weird ad playing that was just like hentai
this
porn.
This can make you come in 30 seconds.
This will make you come. Beware. This game will make you come in 30
And then
seconds.
It just lingers on the game.
Anyway. So yeah. I mean, I think he has 2 videos.
Wow. But so that was before he was like a VJ.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I think he was a hustler.
And then he was a VJ on MTV, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's like how he was like a personality.
And then he did the Scary Movie.
Then he did Scary Movies. He was an actor, but he was like a,
he wasn't like,
he was on MTV all the time, right? Yeah. That's like how he came into our orbit originally.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Right.
And then,
cause I just remember him being like me being young.
He was like so
me
hot.
Young, him hot. Like yeah. That's what I remember.
It was like, I think he was in the same era as like Jesse Camp. Remember Jesse Camp?
VJ?
Yeah. Look, Google Jesse Camp.
Okay.
The original, like.
Do you want to fuck me? See my pussy. Click here. God, I haven't watched porn in so long, actually.
That's funny that that's an ad for clearly like a gay. Well, I guess for women too.
They know. They probably have. Oh, I remember this.
Jesse Camp, like, probably lives in like a cornfield right now. Like in the field.
Oh my God. And I thought Jesse Camp was kind of hot too.
He was like one of the original, like, kind of.
He's kind of non-binary.
Yeah, he was kind of fey.
Like, I thought this was a woman and I would have hit it. It looks like one of the lesbians from the Real L Word.
Oh my God, that's so true. But yeah, he was like kind of one of the original, like.
He is an. He's oh, children
look, he's
of the
grown
corn.
Up.
Is this him?
I mean, he was like fully.
With Miley.
Oh, I think he got arrested.
He's been found.
He's been found.
In 2018. I guess he was lost. Oh, Riverside. Oh, I think he was missing. Then he was found.
Oh. Well.
I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He was. I loved him. He was cool.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Everyone. He was like a big. I think he was ahead of his time a little. And I think people didn't get him yet. He was like. He was pre-hipster before hipster was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was like pre. You know, like hipster really came into itself in like.
He's like Brandon Flowers or something.
Yeah. Like he was like fully. On that level, but I think Simon Rex was like either around that time or even before it.
Yeah, he was so late 90s, early 2000s, I want to say.
But he was, I believe he was a sex worker.
Hot.
I don't know if he was.
Let's look at his Wikipedia.
If he was for men or just all.
He's for all.
Anyway, I just think he's so great and charismatic and really funny. He's like a true loller on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, I need to engage with his socials.
Yeah, you should.
And he was like friends of Andy Milonakis.
Yeah. No, he's like been in the scene for a while.
Born in 74, Dirt Nasty. I knew that.
Dirt Nasty.
Yeah. He's been in, oh, What I Like About You.
Yep. Yeah.
Scary Movies.
What I Like About You was actually a great fucking show. Man of Mines.
Yeah. So another talented. Lawler.
Lost Lawler. She was like.
He's Jewish. He grew up in the Bay Area.
He's a nice SF boy.
He's a nice SF Jewish boy.
Ugh, you should date him.
Believe me.
How old is he? Like 45?
He's born in 74. Yeah, he's 47. 10 years older than me.
Great.
We think he's a Cancer, July 20th. Love that.
Love that.
Yeah, he was a VJ from 95 to 97, and then an actor.
And a rapper, right?
And then a rapper. Oh, he was a model, too. That's yeah. What. He was, like, a model. I remember seeing him.
I think he was just, like, an it boy.
Yeah.
And he's actually really
funny.
Oh, yeah,
he
actor.
Did masturbation scenes under the name Sebastian.
Sebastian! I remember that name. Yeah, I mean, he was formative for me.
Oh, yeah. He was like a Calvin Klein, Versace, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger.
But so many.
He is truly
he's
a
like
star.
He's like a true hardworking star. That
he's
like,
been in the biz. He's done just, everything you could possibly do
has.
In the biz.
And then so the movie is about him.
Porn, TV, film, singing.
Yeah. And the movie's about him being a porn star that comes home.
It's about him being like a, yeah.
Like
a failed. Like a. Kind of a failed porn star, but like a suitcase pimp who's like looking
for a new,
really down and out, looking for like
a new client,
a,
like
new,
a new
girl,
protege.
That he can, yeah, like get back in the mix with.
And he's like, doesn't he have a kid?
He does, but the kid's not really in the movie. And he like moves back in with his ex-wife and her mother. And then he's just like a skeez ball, but like a lovable villain.
Does he have, like, redemption?
Kind of. It's like, you...
Not that I need that.
But... At the end of the film, like, I started out really liking him, but then I got, like, increasingly, like, his character, but then got increasingly, like, more and more turned off. And then I was, like, excited. Like, I didn't want him to, like, win by the end, but I still was really compelled by him. I would just say everyone go see it. It's, like, really good. And it's true, like... I don't think it takes... It takes place in Texas, but it's like that Southern vibe.
Does it have like...
It's a lot of non-actors too.
Well, that's what Sean Baker
like cast them.
Yeah.
So, and they're all really good and he's just like great in it. More people should do that. Yeah.
I mean, Tangerine... I didn't see the Florida Project, but Tangerine...
Florida Project was also great. Tangerine was incredible.
But that's part of the reason why that was so good is because it was all kind of novice... actors or like non, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that movie still, that is an alt, that is one of the ultimate Christmas movies.
It is.
Especially LA Christmas. Tangerine just captures how weird it is to be in LA during Christmas, where it's like,
and it's like very kind of around this area.
Yeah.
So it's like you drive by a lot of places like Hamburger Mary's and then that old donut shop that got turned into like a Trejo's donut, but used to be like the hangout.
The Santa Monica Highland quadrant is like
Tangerine
Town.
Yeah.
But like whenever I'm there, I feel I'm like remembering them at the donut shop and how funny they are together.
They're so good.
And then that laundromat next to the 7-Eleven that they go to at the end when they're like waiting for their wigs to dry. That was such a beautiful, oh my God. Everyone watch Tangerine if you haven't seen it.
Have a Sean Baker film fest
in
your own
Sean
home.
Baker Christmas.
Yeah, watch Tangerine, then watch Red Rocket, then top it off with some Florida Project.
I think I'm going to watch
Simon Rex's early work, aka his masturbation videos.
And just celebrate him and hopefully future Oscar winner Simon Rex.
I just would love to see him on an Oscars red carpet. Yeah, like, I want him to be there because that's what the Oscars should be at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, we need outliers in the mix in a big way.
Yeah, and like, he's truly a talented person. Like, he's a Renaissance person.
Yeah.
And that should be celebrated more in the Hollywood industrial complex and not just like traditional Juilliard act, like Jessica Chastain, who is great, but like, we need her. And then we also need people that like have lived
lived
life and have like been down and out and just like doing their thing and just being like kind of unabashed about it. Because that's what he's been doing. He's like very, I feel like he's been very candid about his past. And he's like, yeah. Because so many people do it.
It's cool.
It's just do your thing. I love it.
Just hot.
Yeah. And just, I'd rather watch someone act who's like done that kind of stuff before in their life. Because it shows that they've like.
Who has like life experience.
They have experience. And like you can tell actors sometimes who don't have any experience in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
they're
it's
just
like
drawing on something from acting class.
I'm like secretly hoping Lindsay will get like some late in life Red Rocket kind of situation.
I never say never.
But I don't know how good she is at acting.
Yeah, nowadays, I don't know. This everything hinges on this Netflix Christmas movie that
which
won't
will
come
cute.
Out for like another year, which is sad.
Yeah, and if that.
Well, I think she's filming still.
I wanted to discuss two things before we get into Just Like That.
Yeah, say it.
You wanted to talk to me about, guys.
Oh, fuck.
Is it too dark?
No, I mean, it is happening and we are about to talk about And Just Like That.
I'll talk about something light and then we'll go into that.
Okay.
So Jameela Jamil, back in the mix.
Starting again.
Someone I never want to see in a red carpet.
Someone I actually never want to see mention of or anything that they do.
Unless she's on a red carpet with peas.
Who's peas?
No, remember when she went with the frozen peas?
Yeah. With a prop of some sort. For her health.
For your life.
For your life.
So I guess because Spider-Man came out today, the new one, which I'm sure I'll see at some point. I like him. Tom Holland.
People really care about that movie, but I don't. So,
I mean,
but
I don't,
it's fine.
I don't really
I'm
care
happy
either.
For everyone involved.
Marissa Tomei is in it.
That's
so,
cool.
God
I love Zendaya.
Love her. She'll. Thank God she probably has more speaking lines than in Dune.
Yeah.
Well, so she and Tom Holland are like an item officially.
They're very together.
And they're very cute and like hot together and good for them. And they've, I think they've had like a long friendship to relationship. So like, God bless. I don't really give a fuck.
TikTok and social media really celebrates their love.
They do. They're like
and
a
rightly
young.
So. They're young and hot.
They're like the young people's Brad and Angelina.
Yeah. Or like our Pats and K-Stew.
Yeah. And Jamil took to Instagram this morning and was like, are we all still giving a fuck about Zendaya and Tom Holland's height difference? Honestly. And then she went on this long tirade about how she made it completely, of course, all about her and how she's always faced so many challenges dating men in her life or her partners, her, whoever she's dating, because of her height, because she's so tall and so thin and has just been always mostly dwarfing her partners. So
okay,
she,
A, I'm taller than her, so fuck you.
Well, she's like, as a 6 foot woman, like blah, 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 blah,
she's
blah.
She's also not 6 feet.
No, I know.
I've seen her and stood next to her. She's not.
We saw her at the Dom Park.
Okay, so A, I've never heard a single person ever, and I follow a lot of social media accounts that are like, that like ship Zendaya and Tom. No one's ever said a single disparaging thing about their height difference. I've never seen that.
I think everyone is in, we are all in full agreement
that
they're.
We've gone past height differences.
Also, we're all in full agreement that they're a cute couple, and we're all happy for them.
Yeah, like no one literally cares. I've never seen one mention of that.
No.
So she made that up.
And I love the urgency of like, are we all still talking about this?
Well, Jamila is like, can't let a month or two go by without getting some sort of attention. Mm-hmm. And so when she sees something like a happy, young, hot couple that everyone's paying attention to, she goes into me mode.
Yeah.
Then she gets triggered. Then she makes something up to then be able to bring it back to herself and tell her sad story. And it's like, girl, get the fuck over it.
It's actually unbelievable. And I love that she's choosing now when there's like an international crisis happening to like take to the airwaves to talk about what really matters in life.
Also, like, you're in a relationship now that it's like happy. So
yeah,
like tell it to your therapist.
And he's like 6'5".
Yeah, like you won. Yeah. You're also a model.
God bless.
You're also like rich and in a happy relationship. Like shut up.
Your boyfriend writes whole albums about you.
Yeah, and gives you like writing credits on them and like a producer credit.
DJ. That photo of her spinning yarn.
Where her recent like her claims of like going to music school and being like a prodigy.
And was completely
and then Tracy,
debunked.
Yeah, like debunked that.
Well, our
God
queen,
bless.
Tracy
yeah.
Morrissey.
But like enough is enough. We just have to cycle through like every few months there will be a new variant of coronavirus that everyone flips out about. And every few months, Jamila Jamil will rear her head to take to social about some perceived injustice that does not exist.
It's like when the last time she poked her head out to yell at all of us was when Demi Lovato took to put that Froyo place on blast. And Jamila came to her to their aid and walked the line with them as they like were on the front lines of this
fighting the fights that really matter.
And she was
Froyo.
Like, I understand what Demi's talking about as a mortal and a very thin person. I've been judged all my life for how thin I am. Like that kind of stuff.
God, I'm sorry if you've had a really hard time being a beautiful model that everyone has judged you for being so thin and so beautiful. Like, that's a very unique experience, and you might want to talk to like other thin, beautiful people about that struggle. But regular people, as
real as
through. Your struggle might be to you, regular people don't want to fucking hear about
they
it
don't wanna,
ever.
No,
there's never a time where I ever want to hear a stunningly gorgeous, beautiful person lament at how difficult and hard it has been
to be
just
thin.
Genetically blessed.
Yeah. Jamila, I just love... Are we all still talking about this?
And you're like, no, no one's ever talked about
this. I don't care about height divergent couples.
Me neither. I think it's hot, actually, to be with like a shorter man.
Look at Melissa Gorga and Joe Gorga.
Sexy as hell.
Sexy couple. Oh my God. P.S. Did you see? He's doing stand-up.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Someone told us that.
He's doing like a whole tour right now.
Wow.
And
How's his stand-up?
Well, I haven't seen it, but
I'll bet he's better than Shay.
Oh, yeah. I think anyone is better than Shay.
Anyways, go on.
No, but I guess a few weeks ago, I was reading about it when we were on tour, and I think he accidentally took some like cough medicine or like some Sudafed and drank or like and was like all fucked up, and he went on stage and had a complete like breakdown and like kind of flubbed and like froze and just like this pain. He just kept repeating the same thing, like, "Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready?" And then and then Melissa had to come up on stage and just take him off.
No.
And the crowd, I saw the video, they were like, they were trying to be like, they were
they
all like,
rooted
woo!
For him. We yeah. root for him. At the end of the day, you want Joe to win.
And listen,
that's incredible. Every true comedian, I think, has one major flop like that. It was his Country Strong moment.
I think it's a lot. I mean, I've only done stand-up, like, would never say I'm a stand-up comedian ever in my life. I've done it, like, because I don't do it. But when I tried it a few times in New York, and there was one night where I did an open mic, and I had, like, I blacked out. So I felt his pain.
Yeah.
But I love Melissa coming on stage. That's a... She's
for
a,
her man.
Riding for her man.
That's what you do for your man. Yeah. Oh my God. They're like fucking...
Their love.
Their love can stand the test of time. I love that sweet. She probably has to go to every single show with them because they're so jealous of each other.
Yeah.
What a life.
You think Joe and her are jealous of each other?
Yeah, they said on Housewife Ultimate Girls Trip.
Oh,
like,
right.
That like they never travel really apart from each other. Because he's so jealous of her and she's like jealous of him.
Oh, like from, you mean like cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like career wise.
No. Like cheating wise. Oh,
I didn't finish Girls Trip.
Well, you're missing out. Housewives on the Island, baby.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, "You're glowing recently." So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. But speaking of jealousy, I don't know where that came
That's
from.
That's a bad transition specifically for this topic.
I was gonna skip into right into the
okay.
But we can talk about,
well, the breaking news.
This is not funny news. It's really disturbing news.
Well, it's just breaking as of today in this moment, so it would feel weird to just not say, like, acknowledge that it's happened. But yeah. Chris Noth has officially gotten Me Too'd.
Yeah. I didn't read it, but you were telling
me. I read the Daily Mail article about, like, the accounts or whatever, and seems really harrowing, and it's just a bad deal.
Like a violent assault.
Yeah, like one more violent than the other, and I mean,
who were
they're anonymous.
Well, were they like people that worked with
they
him,
were
or?
One was like I think like a hostess at a nightclub, and then another one worked at some firm that represented him. Ugh. And they were both a lot younger than he was, God. Like in their 20s.
Damn.
Sad, like really sad if true. Thought that we were literally just singing his praises, like like he's so fucking hot and like daddy vibes, but then.
I mean, everyone was.
Yeah.
I mean,
Peloton. Yeah.
He was like the darling of the world last week.
Yeah.
And now,
as quickly as you rise up, you
I mean,
will
is it
fall.
That surprising?
It's not that surprising, which is also fucked up, but.
We were literally just like, he's a great guy as a kid.
I know. Two kids, actually. Oh, shit. And one of them allegedly happened while he was like with his wife or whatever.
Oh my God.
So it's just like messy and.
Well, fuck him if that's true. And.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe it, but.
Like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. But.
Damn. I mean, it kind of feels like the show's cursed.
Yeah. I mean, we're also. It's just such a different era of Sex in the City than when we were young and watching Sex in the City.
Mm.
Like, you never had. There was no way to have like immediate. Online backlash or think pieces or any sort of reaction, like you just would watch it and then you would go about your life until like the next week, and if something crazy happened, but nothing even crazy was happening back then.
No, you would just
like 9/11 hadn't even happened for a while.
Yeah,
so like this is just, things are different now.
That Anywho. Was back in the day when we were like taking to the TV guides to see what was on next week. Remember that?
Yeah, and you had to like log on to AOL, and just, like, you were not down. Going on AOL to like read what someone had to say about the most recent episode of Sex in the City.
No. Yeah, there was no like Sex in the City Drudge Report or something.
No. I was going like, on to go AIM with my friend, to go get drunk and go on AIM and be like, I'm so drunk.
Yeah, there was, or like catfish people.
Yeah, or like cyber with strangers. Or send my like siblings death threats. But yeah, so that sucks. And Peloton, maybe one of the biggest losers. They had to pull the ad.
They did?
Oh, they pulled the ad. People are insane. They were
Peloton was so, sorry to interrupt you, but Peloton should have deleted a lot of things in the wake of that, because the next tweet they did after the ad was released was like, if we can pull this together in 48 hours, you can go to your workout. And I was like, fuck you, eat shit, Peloton. Don't shame me.
I love like that sass, the social media sass of that.
You can go to your workout.
Like, well, I'm like, maybe you could.
Mom.
They could pull it together in 48 hours. But so they immediately had to pull the ad because all the online backlash. I love also, this is one of my least favorite things about the internet is that everyone getting outraged at Peloton.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, so you're going to have you're going to have Chris Noth, like alleged rapist in your ads, like as though they knew that they
like,
did
as though,
that.
Like
as though
hour
someone
before.
Made the decision. They were like, well, these two allegations came in. Should we run it anyways? And they're like, yes. Like,
yeah.
They definitely didn't know.
No. And, then
and
was
also
like
why didn't... are you getting mad at Peloton?
No, but also like that, those people, like they didn't know until an hour ago. So it's
we all found out at the same time.
Yeah,
I just like, love the like indignance,
well, but that's
and the wagging your finger and being like, maybe don't try and say that. Maybe don't have him in your ads.
But that's
thank
but that's,
you.
That's what happens. You everyone needs someone to.
But truly is like
just literally just yell at Chris Noth. You're gonna yell at someone. Don't yell at Peloton.
Yell in the mirror or tell your therapist. If you find yourself drafting a tweet to an angry tweet to Peloton, maybe take that tweet into the subject line of an email and then send it to your therapist in the body of the email. Say, I was going to tweet this at Peloton. We need an emergency appointment.
Or send it to yourself and then look at it tomorrow and be like,
I'm glad I didn't tweet
that. I'm glad I didn't tweet that. Yeah, people.
I love the rage and the smug educational. Maybe next time, don't put Chris Noth, alleged rapist, in your Peloton ad. They're like, we definitely won't, because we wouldn't have done that if we knew about it.
Of course not. And they immediately pulled it. And like, I mean, it's crazy.
So this is what you're going to do. They're like, yes, we love nothing more than rapists being our Peloton like brand ambassadors. So we want to continue doing that. They're like, next up, Mike Tyson.
Do you think they'll pull his ad, his episode?
No, they can't pull his episode.
Well, they could take it off the streaming platform.
They better not.
I mean, I'm not that out of the box.
What, and then just take it off forever?
Well, didn't they do that with the Twin Towers?
They took the Twin Towers like out of the opening credits, but they didn't like cancel the opening credits.
Well, I mean, you never know anymore.
But okay, that is like,
I'm not saying,
I'm too much
Lara,
of like,
I'm not saying
okay, but
should.
Now I'm fired up and truly this is like coming from my ardent love of Sex and the City, where I'm literally like, don't you dare do anything to touch like Sex and the City.
I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying like,
if they do, I don't know what that really does for anyone.
Well, but
then you just have an episode. You just don't have the episode where Big died. He's still like in, what are they going to take every episode with Mr. Big off of HBO?
I'm not saying they should do that at all. I'm just saying like,
I don't think you should even put that into the ether. And I'm
we'll
actually
take that
pissed.
Out, Jonathan.
No, don't take it out. I'm fine to own my problematic, like ride or die. Don't touch Sex in the City. Standpoint.
Well, let's get into it. So
yeah, but
let's
get into
channel
it.
This
it's been
into
long enough. Fire. Okay.
Okay. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy.
I was going to say Sex in the City.
Sexy and the City.
Sexy and the unique city of a podcast.
They
did that. They are doing that.
I have to say this episode. Okay, so we're going to just changing gears. This episode was good.
It was great.
The third episode, it's called When in Rome, ... And it was actually felt very much like an old classic episode of Sex and the City.
Kind of. There's
kind of.
Still really...
There's weirdness.
There's a lot of weird moments. No,
but I'm
I
saying,
truly...
But Lara, I'm saying we got to take what we can get from the show.
And if
I'm getting any vibes of like nostalgic Sex and the City... feels like this could have been like a true episode, then I'll take
yeah.
it.
Oh, no. I'm with you 100%. I'm with you 100%.
Break it off with my teeth and chew it up.
I was watching this episode like, they're fucking back. The girls are back in town. They're going to go out to lunch. They're going to replay Sam with Stanford. And gonna go out to brunch. They're going to go get Natasha's thing. And Carrie's going to have a little coffee on her hand.
Carrie's going to walk down. I gotta walk.
That was a little weird. She was like, I just gotta keep walking.
Yeah, there's some moments where I feel like I'm in an alternate universe.
That'd be a great reboot character arc is that she just can't stop walking. And so the rest of the season, she's in motion. She's like been afflicted with some kind of like PTS grief side effect where it's like the dancing
plague. They should actually work in, like, I'm thinking about now that like grifter girl that got the flu shot, but then it was the cheerleader that got the flu shot. Oh, yeah. We talked about her recently.
On E-Bomb's World.
Yeah, but they should do something with Carrie Bradshaw and a mixture of grief, mental illness, and one of the booster shots puts Carrie into constantly having to walk.
It's like, I want to see a whole where she just like, it's like almost in Forrest Gump when he can't stop running.
Yeah, I want to see her walk across the United States.
Me too. I want to see her walk to
Route
like...
Route 66.
Take Route 66, clear...
She'll go right through Oklahoma City.
Go right to Half Moon Bay Beach and then walk...
In those heels.
And then walk into the ocean.
Her sneakers.
Walk into the ocean and just keep walking and then walk to Japan.
I want her to actually, walk into the ocean and walk on the ocean floor.
And then walk.
She walks around the world like 500 times before she finally dies. She never dies because she's just walking. And then doctors discover that that humans are actually very much like sharks, where if you're constantly in motion,
you can live longer. Carrie walks on the Pacific Rim on the ground. She walks along like the volcanic rim and then she emerges in Japan, much like Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of across Asia and then across Eurasia and
shopping as she goes.
And then through Russia and then through Western Europe and then Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. Or no, Eastern Europe.
Eastern, then Western.
And then Western. And then she lands in Guernsey.
Then she goes back under the Atlantic Ocean, but then comes up in New York again.
Yeah, she comes up.
In between seasons, she walks the world.
And then she walks next to the Titanic at one point, and she goes, hello.
She finds the heart of the ocean on the ocean floor and wears it.
Yeah, then she walks, she emerges, and then Miranda and Charlotte like, Carrie, where were you? And she's covered in seaweed.
Her hair is kind of becomes like seaweed, almost seaweed extensions, but it looks really good.
And she's like, just took a stroll, you know? And then...
Just strolling. I've been up since 5 a.m. 4 years ago.
5 a.m. They're like, my God, so much has happened. Steve's dead.
Wait, okay. Let's talk about Steve really quick, because he was fine in this episode and not wearing a hearing aid.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, so basically, we'll do a brief little
episode. We can bounce around.
Yeah, so basically, it starts off with Carrie goes to...
Oh, it starts off with...
Oh.
Truly the worst podcast of the century, X, Y, and Shay, Me.
I think I blacked it out.
I go into a fugue state when they're podcasting.
The most popular podcast in the world, X, Y, and Me.
The number one podcast in the entire world, X, Y, and Me with Shay.
And Shay
and Carrie Bradshaw and that other guy.
And Carrie gives a few little barbs, little zingers, as she says.
She did, but then I keep thinking like Carrie Bradshaw would just have her own podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why she's doing this.
Do you think she's gonna eventually get her own podcast? Like, she does so well in this, the network offers her own. Because I can't take her being like... she's playing third fiddle to these randos.
I just feel like she would have been, other people are also in agreement that Miranda would have loved podcasts.
Yeah.
But Carrie, I feel like would have been like, she's like a New York cool girl.
She
would have gotten
cool.
Like a radio show, and then they would have been like, hey, you should try podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would have been like with Sirius in that big building in Midtown and just podcasting.
Yeah, like, don't you think Andy Cohen would have given Carrie Bradshaw her own podcast show?
Where's Bravo Andy, Radio Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I just have a lot of questions, and I hope that eventually she can break free and spread her wings and fly. As someone who knows what it's like to pod with two lesser co-hosts at the nascent stages of their podcasting career, who then broke out on their own and now has a great co-host, I think that Carrie could really see this through.
I feel like she would have a really popular podcast.
Yeah, like, I feel like everyone that loves her and reads her books, I don't see them tuning into X, Y, and Me.
Well, I'm just like, it doesn't really track with
also, like, where the lore. Why do these people like Carrie Bradshaw?
No, I'm just like, it doesn't really track with, like, the lore of the show for me. Like, Carrie is supposed to be this,
she's like a downtown it, but like, girl.
Yeah, everyone seems to be famous. Like, everyone
she was on a bus.
Yeah, everyone knows her in New York, but like around the country. Like, she's doing book tours and stuff. Like, she's written, you know, New York Times bestsellers.
Why hasn't anyone stopped her on the street yet in the show?
I don't know. I'm like upset about it.
What? Isn't she at a point where everywhere she goes, at least someone is going to be like, Carrie?
Yeah.
Like,
Carrie.
Like, don't all the girls and gays in New York and the world care about Carrie Bradshaw?
That is a really good point. The gays would have been obsessed with her. Like,
she's
why aren't there like millennial gays being like, yeah, like Carrie Bradshaw is at pieces, you know? Like, why isn't she getting stopped by like going, like, she would be kind of a gay icon.
Yeah, she'd be like a woman about town.
And I feel like it literally freaks me out watching it sometimes because I'm like, are these women ghosts?
Yeah, I feel like it's an uncanny, unsettled feeling where I'm like, I'm both enjoying it and having the time of my fucking life watching it, but I'm also like, this is not real, but it is real and it's unfolding in front of me.
But Carrie, like in the original show, anywhere she'd go, someone would go, Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Like, people would take pictures of her.
But like Margaret Cho, like, you know, like these, what's her character's name?
Yeah.
The fashion direct, like the runway director. Like, people just see her out and they're like, oh my god, Carrie fucking Bradshaw, like, I haven't seen you in so, you know what I mean? No one's caring. Anymore. Yeah, where is everyone?
It's really freaking me out.
I guess they're saying like she would not be as relevant today, maybe, but like,
but I think when you're like,
I'm sorry,
she would be.
Yeah,
like, especially with Tumblr and stuff, like all her looks, and like, even though she did that fashion show or whatever, like, she's had enough like viral moments and is like published author.
She would be the Tumblr girls would be obsessed with her.
Yeah, like, wouldn't girls be like dressing like her? Yeah. I just feel like people would be freaking out more, and I really would love to see that. So I hope that happens this season.
I mean, Stanford literally says she's our Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
Where is that, like, why isn't she being like paparazzi'd?
I know, like, something ain't right.
I'm very confused.
I'm really confused.
I didn't really even think about that until you said it.
No, and I'm like, why is she then?
Why is she
like,
second?
She's
fiddle?
Like this unknown. No, third.
Third
it's
wheel.
Those two, and then Carrie fucking Bradshaw.
She could be doing this and have her own podcast.
Yeah, she could like be a guest. She like they would be lucky to have her on their podcast.
Carrie would have a great pod.
Yeah.
She could do like a scripted podcast or something where she's like doing her little
voice. Or just
voice.
Like advice, like call in and give advice.
That would be a great
solution. Great way to get some sex and like some crazy sex and Sex in the City.
Well, that would also be a great way to have some of her voiceovers.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and like,
this
isn't a writer's room.
This isn't a writer's room. They're doing a great job for like, I will say this, to be handed this, because a lot of these writers, I think, were not writing on the original because they weren't old enough. But I think to be handed this is like, it's a big, and I think they're doing an okay job. So.
Diplomat.
Ambassador.
Ambassador of writers everywhere.
No, I just like.
No, I mean, I love it, but I can also have thoughts about it.
You can't.
But also, like,
I came here to not play.
I want to write on this show.
Me too. Hire you guys should hire me and Laura.
Honestly,
you
I've literally
you.
Written like for free for this show for years, for my life.
For my life.
For my life. All that aside, X, Y, and Me is my least favorite podcast that's ever been podded.
So at the end, Carrie like slays a little on the pod. She's like, it's supposed to be a few weeks after Big's funeral. So she's like still like, she's out of like the immediate
sadness.
Yeah. So she's getting her groove back a little bit, but still, it's still kind of messy. But Shay comes up to her after and they're like, you know, you stepped your pussy up tonight, girl. Like, great job. And Carrie's like, oh, Shay, I wanted to tell you, I'll definitely be at your Netflix taping. And Shay's like, thanks.
She says, yeah, I got some zingers in there. And then Shay goes, wow, I would do 20 minutes on you saying the word zinger. And I'm like, if Shay says and makes another joke about her doing minutes on someone saying something, I'm going to blow my fucking brains out.
Yeah, also,
she's always joking about doing a tight 10.
She goes, oh, I could bust out a tight 20 on you saying zinger. I'm like, well, that wouldn't be fun.
Well, no one would laugh. And your Netflix special would get taken right away. Stop that.
So they're, you know,
I really have a problem.
Starting.
I have a deep, deep hatred of Shay. And I understand that they're in the mix. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that because I had a realization too. Like when I was first watching Sex and the City, I hated Miranda. Like literally hated Miranda. And now I love her. And so that's what sometimes the journey with characters on your favorite shows, sometimes you fucking hate them.
Maybe Shay will end up being like,
they'll probably be our favorite person. Yeah. Eventually.
Well, I liked them at the end with Miranda. I thought that was like a fun flirty little moment.
I was not loving that. Miranda, was cackling.
Miranda
was getting a shotgun blown into her mouth and that exit. Yeah. I was like, you guys have got to stop.
Miranda was a little better this episode.
Also, again, to my knowledge, I don't think you can light up a joint in a bar.
No, I don't
know.
I guess this is a post-COVID world where there's no Omicron.
This is 2026.
This is 2026. Maybe New York has legalized weed and like legalized.
New York has legalized weed, but
or they've legalized like smoking inside again, and you can just rip.
You can't smoke cigs inside, but you can light a fucking heady blunt and just chief at the bar like that. What in the world?
I can see that happening more here than
there's specific actually places.
Maybe
in LA.
Maybe this is 2026 when New York
is
like
a weed bar.
It's a weed bar.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, what the hell?
I know.
So no one knows about vape pens. In 2026, vapes have been outlawed and everyone's back to rolling joints and if you smoke pot, it has to be flower. And you simply must do it in crowded spaces
and you simply
smoking
must,
in public
and you simply must have a pipe.
Also in the flashback of like previously on Just Like That, when Miranda was screaming at Shay in the funeral like aftermath or whatever, literally no one even looked over there.
That was also, this is why I'm like, these women are all dead.
They're all dead.
The
no
ladies,
one reacted.
The original ladies are all dead and all the people they're encountered are like spirits guiding them into like the ether, and Samantha's actually the only one that's alive.
Mm-hmm. At the end of this season, it will be Samantha like waking up from a fever dream of death and it'll be all
plague.
The people that we lost in COVID.
Yeah, no, it's like it's I'm something's going on and I'm waiting.
Samantha's nightmare is about all the dead people.
Yeah.
All her friends died.
Yeah.
Everyone she knew, everyone in her world, and then it's just Samantha, Nicole Kidman style, walking into an empty movie theater.
Yeah,
and it's down. Raining, and then there's the rain stops, and then you just see a heel, and you think it's Nicole, but it's really just Samantha Jones going, "We come to this place for magic."
Wait, have you seen the Jurassic Park parody video where they recut the trailer and they're all wearing heels?
Were they what?
All the dinosaurs are wearing, every character and dinosaur is wearing high heels.
No.
And then when they run, you hear clip, 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 clip. And you see the Tyrannosaurus Rex stepping in the mud and like a little kid kneel.
No.
Wait, you might have to watch it.
It's so stupid, but I love it.
I think they were making fun of how Bryce Dallas Howard wears heels.
Yeah, she wore heels
she
that
wore
entire
heels.
Movie.
Has the one thing everyone's been talking about. A woman running for her life. from dinosaurs, wearing high heels the whole time. Universal and Amblin Entertainment present the Jurassic Park box set, High Heels Edition, digitally remastered on DVD and Blu-ray to include the one thing you loved from Jurassic World into the entire series. Incredible color. High definition sound. Non-stop heels. Footwear 65 million years in the making. And they look good.
And they look good.
These styles aren't going extinct, so hold on to your pumps.
I'm crying.
High Heels Edition. Only today.
I'm fully weeping, tears streaming down my face. I'm so.
And they look good. I think it was like Clickhole or something. Isn't that funny?
I love some people are wearing boots.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex huge heel. Strutting in
thigh highs. That just took me the fuck out.
Isn't that good?
That's really good.
I think it was for Clickhole maybe, but...
Oh my god.
Really, really funny. Anyway.
I'm unwell after that.
That's Samantha. Anyway,
we come to the theater for magic. Oh my god. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I needed that.
The click, click,
it was
click,
like
click.
A good cry. Click, I just click, had. Click, click, click.
And then I love the mosquito and Amber with little heels. All the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park are female, and they look good.
They look good. I love them, Lord, running through a field, like climbing up a mountain in heels. Incredible work.
And then the old Richard Attenborough, like, turning around, and he's wearing red heels.
Okay, so...
So Carrie goes to Biggs Will reading. And
Bills.
She brings Miranda, I guess, as like a legal consultant. Emotional.
Carrie's also back to being extremely self-centered episode, which I was like, that's my girl.
Yeah, I was like, there's my lady. And then the secretary, Gloria.
Drunk Gloria's there.
Drunk Gloria's there. And then some like feebish attorney who's like...
What is the point of this attorney taking... Like, it's dropping a lot of... There are a lot of little Easter egg moments like this, but I'm like, I don't think they lead anywhere. Like, there's no point to having that attorney be like, I'm fighting with my wife.
Maybe, like, Carrie's going to, like, all put it together and do a podcast or write a new book.
Okay. Like, about...
About, like, marriage.
Okay.
So then they're going through, everything looks good, and then the lawyer's like, okay, we have... Or Gloria looks, and she's like, okay, and $1 million will be given to... And then she goes, oh. And she goes, Miranda, want to take this over for me?
Why don't you read that?
And then Miranda goes, okay, $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million will be given to... And then she hands it over to Carrie and it says Natasha.
Yeah.
Which is... That was good.
That was good.
Didn't she get $1 million?
When?
When they got divorced.
Who?
Natasha. Oh, no, that's Megan Draper and Mad Men.
Oh.
Forgot to mix that up.
She is a kind of Natasha vibe.
So Carrie's, of course, her greatest, you know, foil in her life, Natasha.
Yeah.
Nagelsky or something.
Getting a mil, which I was like, if she's only getting a mil, Carrie must be getting like 50 mil.
Yeah.
Like, she's getting a lot.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'm like, all right, I wouldn't care, really.
She's probably getting more than that.
Yeah.
That's like a shit ton.
Yeah, like how much money? Why didn't they tell us how much money Carrie's getting?
I want to know.
Me too.
I bet 100.
Okay.
Light 100.
A light hundo?
Or maybe even more. I mean, Big was...
I don't think he had $100 million.
Well, their penthouse to have that kind of penthouse in New York in the first movie.
But that they didn't even live in that one.
I know, but he bought it.
But they live pretty frugally for a man that has $100 million. We'll see.
We'll see.
Writers weigh in. Michael Patrick King, how much money?
I bet he has 100 mil.
Okay.
That's mine.
I would say 50.
So then Carrie's like completely spiraling. Meanwhile, Charlotte is meeting... the ladies are going to meet Charlotte at a new restaurant. Charlotte's trying to venture out into eateries that Carrie's never been to, because we all know Carrie's been to every...
hasn't been to an eatery with Samantha or Big. Right. And it's very hard to find.
It's
she's been to
find.
Every restaurant in New York.
And then Stanford joins and Charlotte's triggered. And I kind of love Charlotte's like vague homophobia.
Me too. I want more of it. I like her hatred of Stanford, who was nicer in this episode.
He was.
I like them doing four people at the table.
Yeah. It feels right.
Felt good.
And Stanford comes and he's like, am I triggering you? Like, do you not like that I'm joining your threesome? And Charlotte's like, oh, no. It's all... I just like... you know, we made the reservation for three and it's really hard to get in here. And now we have to go back and do four. And he's like, it's not a big deal. Like, he goes, I've talked about it in my therapist, and that you project like your resentment that I have a close friendship with Carrie and you're territorial. Which
and
I was like,
I love that.
Yeah. He's
call
right.
Call her out. Snatch her wig.
But I also get Charlotte being like, oh, Stanford.
I know. I mean, Stanford's not my favorite gay. I'll just say it.
He could have had some better gays.
I'm an Anthony gay through and through.
Anthony, like, would be fun.
Bring Anthony to the fucking brunch.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So they all meet and Carrie is spiraling.
Carrie's spilling the tea.
She spills the tea, sis, over the hot mill of the will.
So she's like freaking out that they're smushed in the back because they had to sit with the four top because Stanford has joined them. And they're all just trying to be like, oh, Carrie, maybe it's not what you think. And Carrie's immediately like, were they having an affair? Did he still love her? Did he regret marrying me? Like, blah, 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 blah.
And it's like,
so
no,
annoying.
Bitch.
No, like,
none
he chose
of the,
you.
None of the above. Like,
literally chose you.
It's just like a mill. You literally got $100 million in your will.
Psycho.
You fucking crazy person. Plus, give me some.
Give me.
Chablis, yeah. Hobbs is wanting that Chablis. They're not bringing her wine fast enough.
Yeah, Chablis Hobbs is like, she's trying to be there for Carrie, but she's a one-track mind, and that's Chablis.
A lot more concerned about that Chablis getting delivered to the table in time.
Lavender Chablis Hobbs. Or Chablis Hobbs.
Old Chablis Hobbs. Can't get enough white wine around here.
Her name is Miranda Clinkety Clankety Chablis Hobbs. Give me some more Chablis. She's got like her teeth. She
Where's
has no
my
teeth.
Wine?
So Charlotte kind of takes note of that, and then Carrie's like at home, she's stalking Natasha, which felt like kind of good.
Yeah, she's stalking Natasha. She's like searching in all of Big's pockets, trying to find evidence that he's cheating on her. We realize that
computer.
She finds like a phone number in his pocket and calls it, and then it's her own home phone number, which I was like, you don't know your own home phone number?
I mean, that's kind of relatable in today's day and age.
Really? Like, you don't know your own home phone number?
I don't have a home phone.
I know, but like, but I feel like if you had a home phone,
oh,
one phone line, you would know that.
Yeah,
phone
but
number.
Carrie's kind of like,
she doesn't use cell phone. Like, Carrie only has room for one kind of phone in her life, and prior to getting a cell phone, it was a landline.
Yeah,
but then when she got her cell phone, she said, "No more landlines for me."
Yeah, she's,
all I can do is a cell.
It's either all or nothing with
yeah,
Carrie.
Yeah, like, we're lucky that she has a cell phone.
So she's like kind of trying to like confirmation bias. Like, she's trying to will this into existence because she's like, I am craving drama.
Mm-hmm.
And she's craving betrayal.
Connection.
And
betrayal.
Connection.
Yeah.
So she's like, I will make this true that they were having this torrid clandestine relationship.
Yeah, and that's how else can this possibly be explained?
Maybe because he fucking cheated on her and with you
and just felt bad.
Destroyed her when she was like young.
She was like 25.
Yeah, anyway. So Carrie calls Miranda, right?
Yeah, she calls Miranda, who's in the middle of ice cream night with Steve, and their ice cream ritual is truly like filling a million little bowls with different sprinkles, which I was just like, oh my God, like, how do you have the time to fill all these bowls?
Chablis Hobbs.
I'd have a drinking problem too if every night I was having to fill 20 bowls with different ice cream toppings.
Maybe that's like Steve's like, the sprinkles. I just like seeing them arranged like that, Miranda.
But then
I like seeing them.
What? Yeah, well, it's for Steve's dementia.
They do brain drills.
Mm-hmm. She's like, these are chia.
Yeah.
Those are M&Ms. Now, what are these?
And then
he's like, cookie dough.
And then Brady's annoying girlfriend's like,
aging preventing. Yeah, I noticed how are Miranda and Steve even talking, and he's hearing her without his hearing aid in, because I looked at both of his ears and it was nowhere, and I was like, how are they watching TV without his hearing aid?
Maybe when they bring ice cream around, it's the only time you can hear
dairy
her.
Triggers his hearing.
Dairy,
so they must have
ears.
It every night.
Yeah,
and the sprinkle bowls really stave off his dementia, so mm-hmm. like they must take to the sprinkles and the ice cream.
So then they
yeah
kind
Brady's
of get,
girlfriend sucks ass.
She kind of negs them and like calls them old, and they're like, this bitch living here now?
Brady also is a school shooter.
Yes.
He is creeping me out something fierce.
And then
he doesn't even speak anymore.
He's like,
yeah, he just looks back, and I was getting like, we need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah,
vibes.
He's like writing a manifesto.
Yeah, they're like, he needs to fuck and suck and get sucked or else. Didn't we say that on a past episode?
They said he needs to come.
He simply must come.
At all, every day, any chance he can get, or else he's going to...
Or else he's going to fucking kill everyone at his school.
And then Charlotte is reading to her girls, her children, and...
Well, Lily's in her own world, because she's like, I hate my family.
Yeah, Lily's, like, checked out. Yeah. She's, like, looking at...
Wait, do you know I found out that the actor that plays Lily is 26 years old?
It's like Rachel McAdams playing Regina George. That's so weird.
She's playing like a 14 or 15-year-old. The same.
God bless Hollywood.
Love that.
And then she's reading to
Rose
in bed, and then she says, like, move over, baby girl.
I truly, when Rose started, like, put her leg over her, I was like, oh my God, she's going to do, like, a weird humping thing to Charlotte.
I know.
That's where my mind, because I'm craving the sex and
yeah.
sex. Like, I feel like my favorite era of Sex in the City was like season 2, 3, where it was just like there was always some crazy kooky sex thing happening.
Like getting peed on.
Yeah, or like funky spunk or like just something going on. Fire fuck. So like now every time I see someone do it, even if it's a child, I'm literally like, oh my God, she's going to do something weird and they're going to have to talk about it at brunch. And then it was not that. And I was like, gosh, Shane Hall's get your shit together.
So Rose, Charlotte says like, oh, baby girl, you're pushing me off the bed. It's very Val Terrace. Baby girl. Juno.
Oh, baby girl.
Baby girl. And then Rose is like, I don't like when you call me that.
Don't call me baby girl.
I'm kidding. She's like, I don't like to be called baby girl.
She's like, I don't like to be called. I don't like to be called that. And she's like, well, you are my baby. And she's like, no, not that girl. And she's like, oh. And she goes, I don't feel like a girl. And she's like,
Charlie goes, well, I don't feel like a girl sometimes.
She goes, Lily. And then Lily like gives her the finger.
Lily's like, fuck off, mom.
Yeah. And then Rose is basically like, I don't feel like. I think Rose is like non-binary.
Yeah. Or maybe trans.
Or trans.
Yeah. You called it early on.
Yeah. I think Rose is just like, she's
discovering her own gender journey.
They're coming into themselves. And I thought it was well done.
Yeah. It's
like,
cute.
So then.
It tracks.
And I think Charlotte is going to be like a good mom.
Shout out to Saving Sex in the City 3 that has fully had non-binary. Rose is a non-binary storyline.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember who's off the top of my head. There's been multiple ones where Rose is always like,
they just had that
amazing
vibe.
Non-binary from the get. Rose? She's always been that way. It just goes to show.
Go off, Rose.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Carrie gets blocked by Natasha on Instagram. Carrie's been snooping around on the internet. She's been sleuthing.
Her hair is incredible in the scene.
Yeah, it was great. But she's found Natasha's still in New York. She works at like a really incredible
cashmere company.
She's remarried. She's like doing her thing.
She's killing it, as per usual.
Obviously. And then she is like, I messaged her on Instagram, or I friended her and messaged her, and like that was at like 1 p.m. and now it's, you know, 10 p.m. and she hasn't, I feel betrayed. Like what, who doesn't respond? So who leave, what am I saying?
She emailed her at and she never responded. So then Carrie takes the gram and starts to slide into the DMs, and Natasha just blocks her ass.
And Miranda's kind of like, Carrie, chill the fuck out.
She goes, you're starting, sis.
She's like, she probably has work. Unlike you.
Unlike you, 100 mil in the bank now.
So then she gets, as she's on the phone with Miranda, she gets blocked by Natasha, which was like, also, this feels like
Sex in the City 3. Yeah.
So then they do a stakeout.
Yeah, they hire a car and then stalk Natasha at her job and just watch her walk into the office so that Carrie can like bombard her at work.
Carrie's wearing a weird little get up.
And yeah, she's harkening back to, I think it's a similar outfit or belt combo that she wore in a Sex in the City 3 movie.
Well, basically, Carrie like tries to confront Natasha. Her assistant's like, she's in Rome.
And Carrie knows it's a lie.
Because she saw her like 10 minutes before. Mm-hmm. So Natasha's clearly just like hiding from this psycho.
And Charlotte and Miranda take to Starbucks as they are wont to do. That was truly us.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, do you want a muffin? And Charlotte's like, sure, can I have a phone charger? And Miranda hands her a backpack. And Charlotte opens a fucking pouch of Miranda's backpack. And Chablis Hobbs is really Tito's Hobbs because she has like a million little tiny bottles like of Tito's.
Airplane.
Like she's a full blown alky.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is me and you. And me Charlotte discovering your rampant alcoholism.
And Charlotte is like so like obvious about it. Like she's like, she's doing all those weird Charlotte.
She's a lot of books in there.
And she goes, how do you have any time for yourself with all these books? And for a second I was like, have these women not seen each other in like 20
they
years?
They don't know each other. The way that Charlotte interacts with everyone is like, she doesn't know anyone.
Yeah, and she's like,
or she just like doesn't understand the world.
No, and she, but it was very, it made me really uncomfortable. I was like, have they not seen each other in a while? Anyway, and then Miranda's like, me and Steve haven't fucked in years.
Years.
And she's like, we eat ice cream instead. And then Charlotte goes, oh, years. Oh. And then meanwhile, Carrie.
Because Miranda's a, she's a big old. But I hope like, I think Chablis Hobbs is going to maybe lay off the booze when she comes out of the les.
Or she'll fuck Steve and Shay.
Yeah, or she'll just become a fucking booze hound pothead. I love Shay introducing another like substance into the mix.
Tito's.
That's all you need. Yeah. Give this drunk, give her a hit, get her on grass.
Get her some hash. Yeah, get her addicted to grass.
Yeah, like Miranda is literally me in high school. Like it started with vodka and then stealing wine, and then I got unhooked on marijuana, and then it was all fucking downhill from there.
Miranda's literally gonna be like smoking angel dust.
Miranda's gonna be the Kat Marnell of Brooklyn.
And then she should be on Sex in the City.
She should be. She's the real Carrie Bradshaw. Shout out, Kat. Miranda should quit her lawyer job and say, and in an email, a chaotic email, say, just want to smoke PCP on a rooftop somewhere.
At LeBain.
Yeah, at LeBain.
With my friends.
Watch the stars. Watch the space. Miranda says.
That's her new Gmail sign up. Watch the space.
Watch the space, Chablis Hobbs.
I can't believe her name is Miranda Hobbs.
I know. I keep waiting to. I hope. I pray.
She looked great. She's
looking incredible for a fucking raging alcoholic. She's doing great.
Well, so okay, so let's
can I just say
yeah,
speak this, and because I hope that it say comes to fruition. I really hope Chablis Hobbs has like a really shameful drunk moment that
she will. And like, I think Shay, I think Shay will like
Shay will do a tight 30 on yeah.
She'll do a tight 30 on alcoholism. And hey, you should come over to grass. Come over to the greener pastures, baby. That's what they say. They say, come on over here. Let's go graze.
Let's graze and blaze. I'll shotgun just like old times. Miranda goes.
So meanwhile, Carrie's like talking to herself, muttering while she's walking down the street. She's going,
like a bag lady.
Fucking Rome. Fuck.
Yeah.
And then she sees the girls and they're like, what happened? And she's like, oh my God, she totally lied. She just doesn't want to see me. She's not in Rome. She's right up there in that building. One story, two story. And then she looks up and then she sees Natasha on the phone looking down at her from her office. And Carrie goes, oh, God, there she is. She's looking right at me. And then the three loudest women in Soho go skittering away like three witches.
They literally run like that Jurassic Park thing across the street. Miranda goes.
And they're all going, they're like, it's literally Hocus Pocus vibes.
Miranda goes, oh, my feet. She goes, my heels.
She goes, oh, my heels. Oh, God. And then you just see Natasha and she's like,
this is why I stopped running ages ago. Because they can't let an episode go by without reminding you that these women are like old, decrepit witches.
Old hags. You just see Natasha and she goes,
old
CH.
Sea hags. The old sea hags of Soho.
The pirate wenches of Battery Park. They're all like, I'm gonna go back to the ship.
They're truly three witches of Macbeth.
They are. They have a full-on cauldron out on the street on Soho. Below, they're
stirring it. She's on one floor, two floor, three floor.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And then Natasha sees them. They go, oh no.
Oh, no, it's her. She spots us by fortnight. Quick,
cross the cobblestone street.
Quick, hags. We've got to cross the street. Leave the cauldron. And then they run away and they skitter away.
I'm crying again. I can't.
Natasha goes. So then, basically,
I'm gonna type 72 on this.
We can't go on too much longer.
We have to. Okay.
So then, Charlotte goes to a cooking class with Mario.
Anthony has a business that's just like hot guys delivering bread, which I was like, okay, that's girl boss, go off king. And Rose, I guess, is like interning or like
apprentice.
Fluffing some sourdough.
Cook
monsieur. And
I went and lived in Paris as an apprentice.
They taught me how to make this special dish called croque monsieur. So Rose is like kneading some bread and Anthony looks at her and he goes, speaking of you, a little less skate, a little more deodorant. He was like, you stink. And I was like, I'm obsessed. All I want to do is watch Anthony verbally berate Rose.
Well, I think Charlotte has good taste in gay. And
yeah,
she's like,
Rose needs that.
And Anthony's like her best gay friend. So she's like, thank God her kids have him.
Yeah, because Charlotte's like, we'll do anything for her children. And she's like, Anthony, can we talk outside for just a minute? Just 1 second about the bread?
And then he kind of problematically gives her advice about, because she's kind of like.
Which I get, like, where he's coming from. Like, I understand.
Yeah, he's like, he's a little more, like, brash about it. But he's just kind of like, oh, she's probably just, like, feeling her identity out right now and like trying on,
like, nothing's necessarily set in stone at this point.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to, there's no need to like freak out or like assume anything.
And then Charlotte's kind of like, oh, okay. She's like, one time she thought she told me she was going to be a dog. So I left a dog bowl out for her. And he's like, you're too indulgent.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that that's like a good representation of like maybe older gays that like grew up in the closet or have it, like whose parents like did not indulge anything. So I like that back and forth over it.
You like a light.
But I love knowing that whatever Rose does, she, they, he are going to get trolled to hell and back by Uncle Anthony.
Uncle Anthony's not going to have any
Uncle
mercy.
Anthony's like, you better slap some secret on.
That's what you want from a...
You need that.
From a gay uncle.
I would not want my gunkle
to be
letting me be old. Yeah. To be letting me trounce around town reeking of B.O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Carrie just like wanders around Manhattan for like... hours.
Carrie takes to the streets.
She's just calling, harassing her Miranda and Charlotte, being like, I'm still walking. I'm somewhere in the Upper West Side.
Everywhere she goes, she just like walks close to like wherever they are.
And she's wearing that outfit.
Yeah, that one.
Which didn't look that bad.
No, every outfit looks good. Like, I think all the ladies look incredible.
Yeah, it just didn't photograph well. You were right.
None of the stuff photographs well, but then in the show, it's like all making sense.
So then Carrie runs into Pee-Pee at like a matcha place and she bursts into the door without really knocking that much.
Yeah.
And then
lo and behold,
who's
mid-wipe?
Mid front to back.
Natasha herself.
And she goes, oh, 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 oh. And then Carrie closes the door and then burns her hand with more Starbucks.
And she goes, ah. Like, you know, when she goes, ah. Yeah. Like, I love it when SJP does that. So then they finally... get to talk.
They talk. Natasha's a little like, why are you stalking me? You psycho bitch.
She's like, I fucking hate you. Like, get away from me.
And then she's like, your hand looks a little burnt. You sure you don't need any ice? And then Carrie's like, yeah, I'm good.
You're like, Sarah Jessica's like.
Carrie's like, no, it's all fine. Meanwhile, it looks like third degree.
Mm-hmm.
So then Natasha kind of rolls her eyes and sits down and then. She's like, my son has his low blood sugar, so I have to like have little snacks from everywhere we go. So she takes it out and puts her ice in the bag and then slaps it on Carrie.
And their conversation was a really beautiful.
It was.
I started crying.
I teared up.
Yeah.
It was basically like, in a way, Carrie took care of her that day when she like took her to the hospital. And this mm-hmm. was like, she was taking care of Carrie.
It was a full circle moment with a little injury. Though, and I would say getting your teeth knocked out.
It's a little
worse.
After...
Carrie fucking your man, eating your leftovers.
Eating your Chinese food. And I think they had some good closure. Natasha's basically like, I don't really know why you're so upset. Like, he chose you over me.
Yeah.
Like, he loved...
He was never... always in love with you. And like, Carrie, I don't want shocked. The money. She's like, I don't want the money. Like, go give it to charity. I've said no. I don't know why I did this. And we'll just never know. He's like Carrie's a mysterious like, guy.
She's like, he never... Yeah, he was always like withholding. And Carrie's like... Ain't that the truth?
I love when she teared. I truly, Sarah Jessica Parker
she's
is
an incredible
such a
actor.
Good actor. She's like, well, you know, he's a finance guy. And the way she was crying, I started crying. And then
Natasha kind of tears up and she says,
like, this is the healing.
By the way,
moment.
She looks incredible, Bridget Moynihan.
Everyone, I was like, my girls needed this.
And she says, I really, truly am sorry for your loss. And then she goes, but let's just not follow each other on Instagram. And Carrie's like, solid.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like, appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need
to follow.
Natasha's got two kids now. They're in private school. She's good.
Yeah. She's like, stay away from me.
Yeah. But she gave Carrie what she needed.
Mm-hmm.
She set her free.
Closure in the non-closure of it all.
Yeah. So then...
We'll never know why Big did what he did.
No, I think he just... Fine. I think he just felt bad.
God, I would fuck an older guy and have him ruin my life if I got knew he was gonna croak and give me a mill.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Hell yeah.
Hot break.
Flying high in April.
I love when Carrie goes, or someone, they were like, he will be continuing like charitable gifts to blah, 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 and like New Orleans jazz. And someone goes, he always loved his jazz. He did.
He did. And then we end. With possibly the worst, I mean, there have been a lot of shows and movies with stand up, and like it's always tricky, I feel like, but this was truly the most abomination. It was an abomination.
Why they had to do like an entire set. That was like a 9-minute set.
A tight nine.
It was a tight nine on Shay's life.
Shay is doing her their stand-up.
With truly
special.
The crowd from hell.
They're all standing.
They're standing could around.
Could you let them sit?
They're snapping.
They're going like this. At one point, Charlotte goes, I thought we were going to be able to sit. And I was like, I'd be asking the same thing.
They're also all just smoking weed willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a vape pen to be found. And they're chiefing.
Shay's kind of just discussing their life, coming out to their parents as queer, and like being from a very Catholic Irish Mexican family, and like just having the family is being like, we know, you know.
Okay, you know what? I think I just nailed down what my problem is with Shay, is that they're not dark enough. All their whole set is basically like, I'm a happy person, I have lots of friends, my family loves me and accepts me,
yeah,
and like I've never had a problem in my life. Then I'm like, get off the stage.
I know.
I'm like, you should not be doing comedy. Yeah, and it tracks because you're also not funny.
It's like it was just bragging about
a great love your great life for you. Get the fuck out of here.
She's like, they're like asking people, they're like, who here's fucked me? And everyone's like, woo!
And they're like, who've I fucked? And they're like, woo! And they're like, who wants to fuck me? Woo! And I was like, okay, great. What is the problem in your life?
Yeah.
Where is your comedy? What dark well are you drawing your comedy from? Because
it was a confounding set. And everyone's kind of, Carrie and Charlotte are like, and then
Charlotte's crying.
Miranda's crying.
And Miranda's crying.
Miranda's like in ecstasy.
She's never been more blackout or turned on in her entire life.
So much so that after the Titan at nine ends, Carrie and Miranda are like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Or Carrie and Charlotte are like, we're getting out. And then Miranda is like, she's wearing a hot little...
She's looking hot as hell. She's like, I'm gonna go into this after party solo dolo.
She shows the VIP and you hear some girl being like, oh, you're letting this old woman in?
Really?
Like, yeah, I was like, my God.
There was also like a group of non-binaries that ran down the street, and they were like, like
one
running.
One of them said, I love my life.
Yeah, I was like, what? This is New York? I was like, I've never seen anyone that happy in New York.
And then Miranda goes
running
in,
gleefully, joy. No, it really them, is 2026.
One of them literally says, oh my God, I love my life.
Yeah, I was like, why are you guys, why is everyone so happy here?
Pixies. So then Miranda goes in and she was just very, Shay was sort of, it felt more like a TED talk.
Yeah, I'm not feeling their spark.
They were just kind of like, if you're not happy with where your life is, like you're allowed to change. Change, change, change. It's all good. Like be whatever you want to be.
So then Miranda, I agree in some aspect, but I was also like, this is terrible advice.
Yeah. So then Miranda goes in and she's just like, you were amazing. You're a comedy prophet. And I was like, Miranda.
Miranda, you need to get some taste. I'm like, lay off the Chablis.
Yeah, Chablis.
That's the Chablis talking.
That's the Tito, the Chablis talking. And then Shay and her, like, Shay's like, chill out. Stop. You're freaking me out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to chill. Want a shotgun? And then Miranda's like, sure.
She's like, I can't smoke weed. I'm bad on weed. And Shay goes, what if a shotgun?
And then they blow it into her mouth, and Miranda, it's like this Alabama Shakes music's playing and this full pan around camera work. And then Miranda just goes, so she's good.
Yeah.
And then the most important part of the whole episode happens when Charlotte is in the cab with Carrie going home, and she goes, Carrie, Miranda has a drinking problem. And Carrie basically goes, shut the fuck up.
She goes,
I can't handle this
I
right
can't
now.
Can't handle this right now. I need a drink listening to you talk about this. And she goes, I was noticing that she had a million bottles. If someone told me that, I'd be like, yeah, she's a fucking alcoholic.
Carrie's like, Miranda, she's like, Charlotte, shut the fuck up.
She goes, Charlotte, I'm going to need you to stop noticing things. And then the next scene, Charlotte's just gone out of the car. Carrie kicked her to the curb. She opened the door and just, boop.
She abuses Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm no like, wonder Charlotte's so meek and acts weird yeah. around people. Carrie's been like the most abusive friend.
Carrie, I think she has a problem. Shut the fuck up, Charlotte.
No, I'm gonna need a fucking
drink. No, I need a drink. It's just she takes out like a crack pipe and just does a little meth right there.
You're fucking driving
fuck
me to
you.
Drink. Shut the fuck
shut
up,
Shut the fuck
Charlotte.
Up, Charlotte.
Anyone ever tell you talk too goddamn much?
Yeah, shut. You're better when you don't speak. Smile you're more.
Better off not noticing things. Get the fuck out.
Get out of my fucking car, bitch.
She goes, Hector, pull the fuck over.
Go fuck yourself.
Get this fucking bitch out of my car.
Charlotte's it's a little cold. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, fuck off. Carrie's Logan Roy.
She flicks her cigarette out, hits Charlotte.
Hit Charlotte right in the eyeball.
And then Carrie just randomly goes home to her...
to the old apartment. Which I was like...
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm like, okay, she'll live there now.
Yeah, she simply must.
And just but like that.
I'm haunted.
Charlotte, shut the fuck up.
Charlotte,
could you not stop caring about our friend?
But we know what her old apartment looks like now that it's been redone by Jay Hud in the first movie. It's a hellhole in there.
St. Louis. You brought me back
Louis
to life.
Louis from St. Louis. Bathed in blue and royal blue, and it's never been the same.
No.
I hope. Like, what's he doing? I hope that she redoes her apartment.
Yeah, I'm happy about this. That was a cute little twist.
No, I was happy about this episode.
But I just love that reaction.
Stop noticing things. Enough.
Great. Great advice.
Supportive friends.
Anyway, guys, let us know what you thought about...
God, thank God this show's back.
I'm happy now.
It makes me happy. It makes me feel so many things and clearly brings me joy.
Yeah.
And sadness and grief. It's like all the things.
It's life.
It's life. Just another slice of life, these ladies.
Speaking of ladies and gents and however you identify.
Is that him?
No, it was my shoe against them.
I thought Tony just did a tooted. Little toot. Yeah, he's always tooting.
However you choose to identify, come out and see us next year.
Come see X, we'll Y, and me we'll on the
tight,
road.
We'll do a tight,
we'll do a tight
105 minutes.
Oh, he's ready to dom. He goes, shut up, gay.
Shut up, fag. Come see us do a tight hour 45 in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, please join us for the Seafood Tower Tour of Your Life.
Tickets are on sale at Lars Marie, and you can follow along.
Follow Sexy Unique Pod on Instagram, and follow Sexy Unique Podcast on TikTok.
And let us know what you thought of this episode.
Yeah.
Bye, Shibley.
Bye.